So, how can acupuncture fit into a treatment plan for a patient?
Now, kidney disease is a complicated condition. So, Western medicine usually can get a great result. In this situation, the acupuncture can help more in the unblock the channel, help the medicine works better, help the patient's overall feeling better.
So if you have vasculitis, inflammation of blood vessels everywhere, your lungs, your kidney, your skin, would you prescribe different kinds of acupuncture approaches?
That's exactly it. We emphasize the where's the problem of the vasculitis. Someone, you know, that has a kidney condition, someone had a central nerve problem. So it really depends. It's not that a matter what's the exactly the diagnosis it is.
I've never participated in acupuncture. What would you actually do?
Yes, that one, if you first time go visit an acupuncture clinic, you probably have to spend about a 30 minutes talk to the practitioner, and then they will treat you for about 60 minutes lying down. So they will give you the needles, which is very thin, and you may feel mild pain or just a mild sensation sometime, or sometimes you don't feel anything. So after the needle put you in the certain position in the body, you're lying down there for 30 minutes or an hour. That's the typical treatment.
I've actually had acupuncture as part of my disease. I had a seventh nerve paralysis, and the right side of my face just dropped. My eye was wide open. I couldn't close it. And it was going to take some time to heal. And I wanted to see if there was something I could do to help speed things along. And I did some research and found that the National Institutes of Health had done studies of acupuncture with stroke patients. And I reasoned that what I had was kind of like a stroke. And so I sought a local practitioner here in town. I am needle phobic. And I did go to an acupuncturist, but the needles were not bad. We did an intensive treatment for about 3 months. I didn't tell my doctors at the time, but one of them, my ENT at that time, commented that I was getting more of my face back and that it was moving along quite well. And I just smiled and said, "Good, thank you." I, of course, did tell my doctors later, but I felt that because this was, medicine that had been used for centuries, that this wasn't something untoward, and they had done the NIH study for strokes, and I found it very, very helpful.
Yes, like the symptoms you just described, like this is the sign of the, in Chinese medicine, we would call it a kind of blockage, a channel blockage. So acupuncture is very good for those kind of channel blockage.
Where do you think acupuncture works the best? In what conditions?
I think this acupuncture works better for the channel blockage. When we feel the tightness, pain, aches, this is all a channel blockage. Now, the internal organ problem, probably herbal is better. But we know that when the organ damage usually complicated with the channel blockage. So a lot of times, both acupuncture and herbal medicine works better. Now, in many acupuncture practitioners, they have the herbal